Okay, this is August 11th, and the topic this month is letting go of your story.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Top of the morning.
Well, as usual, it's so nice to see so many gods and goddesses in one room. And I hope that that is finally sinking in to your consciousness, where you realize that you are one with this thing that we call God. And that you are creative, and that you have all the same qualities. You've read many times or heard in the Bible, it says you're made in the image and likeness of God. In the religious science, we say you're made in the image and likeness of God inwardly. Because you have all the same qualities of God inwardly. God does not look like you or me. You're saying God has no face whatsoever. So, anyway, let that penetrate into your consciousness so that you realize that you are one with this thing called God. Now, you often hear me talk about the land of Nod, and this is an epistle sent out by the people in the land of Nod. These are my relatives.
Oh.
When they sent you this, so. Now, I want to read something here. Now, when I do this and talk about the land of Nod, I'm not poking fun at these people. I am never poking fun. I am making an observation. I call it the land of Nod. They have no idea that they live in the land of Nod. They have no idea that they nod off. They're quite into the life that they're living, because they don't know that there's any other life out there. And they're complete puppets of their conditioning. And they very rarely think. Very rarely do they have an original thought or any thought whatsoever that they haven't had before, or they haven't gotten from their parents and the environment they're living in. So, does not make them bad, does not make them anything. That's the way they do life. And if they want to do life that way, that is all well and good. But this particular one I want to read to you, because this is why in the land of Nod, and this is repeated across the country, this type of attitude. And it's a wonderful attitude if you can make your mind believe such things. So here it goes. That's birth. We want death. Lucy May Lucy Holmes McGuire, 85, born August 30th, 1928, of Duncannon, went to join her husband Jean for Christmas in heaven on Tuesday, December the 10th, 2013. She is survived by. Did you see that belief? Do you think that if there was a place called heaven, that they're celebrating Christmas? Christmas is a man-made event. Do you think they have little Christmas trees up in heaven all done and sparkling and lights and so forth? Christmas trees are pagan. They have nothing to do with Christianity whatsoever. But these people absolutely think that she went to heaven to be with her husband on Christmas. Nice thought, isn't it? Nothing wrong with that thought. But how can you swallow something like that? You see? And these people do. And that's why they're in the situation that they're in, most of them, you see. When I was in Kansas, in college, downtown Manhattan, Kansas, there was a florist company. I used to love to go by that florist company and see what they had come up with. One of the things they come up with, you know, the old-fashioned funeral wreath. You know, you always put a wreath for the funerals. It had a banner across it and a little pink princess bow. And the caption on the wreath read, "Jesus called." Jesus called. Now, do you think that Jesus has a prince's phone and is calling up people?
Hotline.
Hot.
But he said, I'm limited minutes.
I guess so. But you see, and I'm just pointing these things out to you. And these people will go through the rest of their lives and they'll be quite happy because they don't think and they just accept everything. Which is fine if you can do that. I could never do that to myself. So think of those things, and we all grew up with such things in our family. You know, our families taught us different things about religion, and we hold many of those we still think are true, you know. People say, you know, I was born into this religion. Well, isn't that ridiculous? You mean you get no choice whatsoever? You can't pick your own, you know? And I hear people say, oh, we've always been Lutheran in our family. For generations, we've been Lutherans. Well, did you learn anything from that? No, not at all. Now, when I use the word Lutheran, of course, I grew up in the Lutheran church. We had a cousin, Betty. Betty was always at church and always volunteering. She was just, my father called her a Bible thumper. Well, anyway, Betty loved the Lutheran religion. And once she said to the minister, who she didn't like, I knew more about the Lutheran church than you do. But here's why I'm bringing that up is, Betty never knew that Martin Luther wrote two books and they were anti-Semitic. He was against Jewish people. Very few people that grew up in the Lutheran church know that. They just above it, they pass over all that stuff. They just let it go. You see. Well, I think I'm trying to say is learn to think for yourselves. Learn to see these things. If it works for these people, let them alone if it works for them. But if it doesn't work, go look for something that does work, you'll see. And looking around, and of course I told you I had a little sojourn with the Baptists too. Oh, I found out they were crazy. Now, you have to do this kind of stuff for yourself. You have to look around. You have to think. You have to be intelligent. You cannot just take everything that comes down the pike and say, oh, that's great. Isn't that marvelous? There's no way, I think, that you could say to a child, but to people today that they're celebrating Christmas in heaven with Christmas trees. I mean, it cannot be. It's just an impossibility. But here again, if it gets them through life, it gets them where they want to go, and they hold on to that, all well and good. But the ones I know are in these different religions and so forth, it's not helping them. It's not helping them. The whole idea of any of these teachings, especially Christianity, any of the other main religions and so forth, it's to teach people to go through this life successfully so that you don't have all these mental and emotional problems that people have. You see, mental and emotional problems are what I call the myths and fleas of life. You may have them, but you don't need them, you know. It's not a thing that you have to do, but many people think they have to go through all that stuff. So, if you're in an organization and it's not helping you, it's not growing you in any way, get out, find something else to do. But so many people take religion and they never think about it. Oh, I was born a Lutheran, I'll stay a Lutheran. Or, everyone in my family has always been a Democrat, so I must therefore be a Democrat. You have to learn to think for yourself. You see, you just don't take it because it was passed down to you. So that's not living your life. That is living somebody else's life. That's living somebody else's life. So this month we're talking about letting go of your story. Each and every one of us has a story going on inside of us. And each and every one of us buys into that story. We love our stories. We love to think that this is that our story is us. The story that you're living and the story that you're telling is not who you are. It has nothing to do with you whatsoever. But we tell the story over and over. And where did we pick up these stories? Usually from other people. And the ones that we didn't pick up from other people, we assumed that different things that we're thinking are true. It's just merely an assumption. And you decide that you're going to think that way. So what's going on in your mind, in your story? I'm poor. My family's always been poor, therefore I'll always be poor. That's a wonderful story that people talk about all the time. I can't get out of this. My family, well, I'm stuck. You're never stuck in anything. I don't care if you came from pure poverty. And there's a lot of people that came from pure poverty. And they went past all that. And they were able to make money and so forth. So it's the story you're telling yourself that's holding you back from where you want to go. From where you want to go. And you pick those things up from other people. When I forget how old I was, when I first discovered that I wasn't a short person, I always thought I was a very short person. Because in my family, they kept saying, "Your brother is very tall, Dallas. Look how tall your brother is." So I assumed since he was so tall, I must be short. Years ago, I walked into a room, I looked around, I was the tallest man in the room. The tallest man in the room. I'm between 5'8 and 5'9. The average American male is only 5'6. I didn't know that, but that's the average American male only is 5'6" tall. But I assumed that, oh, they're not saying I'm tall, therefore I must be short. Therefore, and I carried that story forever and ever. Until one day I walked into a room and my goodness, there I was, the tallest one in the room. You see, the tallest one in the room. And I don't know, I don't even think my brother's 6 feet tall. But when I was small, he looked very big to me. So you have to see what you've done to yourself, and you have to see what other people have done to you. What story did they hand you? Did they tell, you'll always be that way? That was one in my family. You'll always be that. What does that mean? My brother loves to say, "You know how you are." And I say, "No, I don't know how I am. How am I?" See, they see you differently. They see you as something that you're not. And that's a story that we start to tell ourselves, you see. We start to tell ourselves that. I never thought I was creative or anything. I never knew that I was creative. Now I know that I'm creative. But the story before that was, oh, you have no creativity in you whatsoever. Other people are creative, but you're not creative. You see, we're all creative. We all can do anything that we want to do. But we have to stop telling ourselves the story. That horrible, horrible story constantly. And we buy in to that. So many of our stories and complaints and so forth came from our childhood. We heard things and we assumed that these people were telling us the truth. And they weren't telling us the truth. The same way this person, somebody told them that there are Christmas trees in heaven. You know, and you can go spend Christmas in heaven. Well, you could spend Christmas in heaven, but heaven doesn't know Christmas. That's all man-made. All this stuff is man-made. Heaven doesn't know dates of any type. You see? That's what makes it heaven, by the way. They don't know the dates. You don't know any of that stuff. You see? You just are. You just are. So, if you're in a state of heaven, you're just being. You just are. It has nothing to do with the stories that we're telling ourselves, you see. You have stories. The biggest story that you hear constantly, and you hear people up one side and down the other say it, well, I'm only human. I'm only human. That's a story you're telling yourself. Yes, we may be human, but we're much more than human. We are much more. So, in your mind, if you're telling yourself you're only human, you're not giving yourself a fair shake. You see, you have to know that, yes, I'm human, but I'm much more than human. That I have this thing that we call God running through me. That this thing called God is operating through me. You see? And I have power. I have creativity. I have strength. I can do all these things. And this is the story that you want to tell yourself. This is the story always that we want to hear your mind telling you. Not all those other things. You don't need them. So each and every day, say to yourself, this is a brand new day. This is a brand new day. I love that song. This is the first day of the rest of your life. You have to remember that it's always the first day of the rest of your life. So now you can start over every day. And you can start a new story. You don't have to bring the old story with you. You don't have to bring the old story with you. How many people do you run into and they say to you, oh, well, that's the way I always have been. That's the way I always have been. Well, it's not very nice. Why don't you change it? You see, we can change those things. We can do that. And we do that with our thinking, with this mind that we were given. But we have to learn how to operate the mind correctly and not listen to that mind. When you have any of these thoughts in your head that are not doing something for you, that are pulling you down, or thoughts that you've had for the last 30, 40 years, the same thought about yourself, you have to start saying, this must be a lie, and I have to come up with an alternative thought. I have to come up with an alternative thought. You see, many people don't, they have a thought, they don't know that they can change that thought and come up with a better thought about themselves. That's all we're ever doing, is thinking better, bigger thoughts about ourselves, so that we can give up all that past and all those stories that we told ourselves and all those stories that were told to us, which make absolutely no sense whatsoever, most of them. And most of the stories that we have about ourselves make no sense when you bring them out into the day. Bring them out into daylight and see exactly what is going on, and then change that story. That's all it is. Your whole life is just one big story. One big story after the other. So why don't you make it the story you want it to be? Instead of allowing your mind and all the things from the past to determine where you are today. Don't do that to yourself. Learn to have an alternative thought. And then make that alternative thought have the power over you. Instead of a thought that is derogatory to you. Why do we want to tell ourselves a bad story about ourselves? Why do we think that that is ever going to get us anywhere? You see, but we've been taught that, haven't we, somewhere along the line? We've been taught that. It's not true. You can change it. Remember Ernest Holmes? He said you could learn to think the thought that you want to think. Very, very good thing to think the thought that you want to think. But what does your mind say? You don't have the power to do that. I'm in charge here. I'll tell you what to think. You must say to your mind, go back to the nothingness from whence you came. You have never been my friend. You will never be my friend. And you have never brought me any good news. So I'm not listening to you. I am not listening to you. And then you can start taking control of your mind and of your thinking so that you get out of life what you want instead of allowing your mind to run the whole gamut of your life instead of listening to all the stuff. You see, the world and other people want to keep you in bondage all the time. They want to set up all these different things. It's incredible. What does the world tell you? Well, recently, the last national holiday we had, but now I think all national holidays now are nothing but mattress sales. You know? And they batter that into your head. Go buy a mattress, go buy a mattress, go buy a mattress. That's the world. It's always asking you to do something, or this is the way you should think, this is the way you should see things, this is the way. Blah, 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 blah. You must pull back from that and say, no, that's not what I want. This is what I want. This is the way I want my life to look. This is the way I want my world that I live in to look. But as long as we have all the media out there, they're going to tell you how to think. And you must say, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to think that way. I'm going to think a better way. We're in this teaching of so many people, and they all want peace on earth, and they want this, and they want that. But until you find that within your own self, it's not going to pop up in your life. The only thing that ever pops up in your life is what you're thinking about. And you can think. So you learn to think what you want. Last week I told you about my friend Ruth, you know, who's always out of money. She never has any money. I told her, stop saying that. You can't say you have no money all the time. You have to change that thought. If you keep saying, I have no money, the universe says, oh, you're absolutely right. You have no money. You're getting even less now. You see? Same way with your health or any of the things. You have to go to the positive. And what do we have a tendency to do? We go to the negative. We go to the negative. Why? Who wants to live a life in negativity? But yet we do that. We do that. How many people out there, you know, thinking the wrong thoughts? How many people think that this world is awful? Remember my cousin, the world's off balance and this and that, and I said it's always been off. Don't get into that, because since day one, there's been the doomers and gloomers. And there'll always be the doomers and gloomers. And they'll always tell you something is wrong. Why don't you say, things are right in my life? Things are right in my life. And give up all that other stuff. At least give up the 11 o'clock news. That won't do a bit of good for you. Yeah. Nor the 5 o'clock or whatever news you listen to. It will not help you one iota. It doesn't build anything in your consciousness. We're trying to build consciousness, and we're trying to build a good consciousness. You see? So, what do we have to do? To build a good consciousness, you must start to think big thoughts about yourself. Big thoughts about the world. The world's never going to be absolutely perfect. But you can live in perfection all the time. You can learn to live in perfection. And that comes from within you, and that comes from your thinking. Learn to see what you're thinking. Learn to become a witness to your own thoughts. A witness to your own thoughts. What is my mind doing to me? You're saying? And how can I take control of my mind? One more time. And you keep taking control of your mind, eventually it will give in. This thing will give in, and you'll be able to do that. And you'll be able to think the thought that you want to think. Most people are afraid of that statement, think the thought that you want to think, because they think, oh, I would be pretentious. Then where would God come in if I was able to think a good thought? And where would this happen and that happen? Forget all that stuff, people. Think a good thought. Think a good thought about yourself. We have very little time here on this plane of action to get everything right so that we can go on throughout the universe. You see? But it's done with your mind. It's done with your consciousness. And to do that, you have to not be convinced and nudged constantly by the world. The world's never going to teach positivity. It's always going to teach negative, because they can sell more products using negativity. Why that is, I have no idea. But I know it is, so it doesn't bother me. And I say, well, I don't have to worry about that, because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fall into that trap. I'm going to keep my mind working on the things that I want. And I'm going to keep doing it till they manifest in reality in front of me. And they will manifest in reality in front of you if you hold it in your mind. I've said it hundreds and hundreds of times. It's all done with your mind. There is nothing else out there but mind. There's nothing out there but your own mind making all kinds of interpretations. Learn to make it interpret what you want. You see? You're the one who must see that. You're the one who has to see the good in everything. It's not going to pop up. It's easy when you run into something that's beautiful and good and all that. Hard when you run into something that looks like this. You have to look at it and change that thought. You have to change that thought. Everything that is here on this plane of action is good. It's our interpretations that make it evil and make it bad. And I don't know if you know this, but the Buddhists, the masters and so forth, they continue and continue until they are able to see God in everything. And they continue till they're able to see God in bird doo-doo. Instead of looking at it and saying, oh, bird doo-doo, they say, oh, that's God right there. That's God. So we have to keep looking until we're able to see God in everything. But the main thing is what? We have to learn to see God in us. Yes. We have to learn to see God in ourselves. And why is that so difficult? You can look at somebody else and say, oh, they're godly, or they're loaded with spirituality and all these good qualities. Or you can see that in somebody else and you can say nice things. Why don't you do it for yourself? You know? Why don't you do it for yourself? Nothing wrong with that, but we were taught, I think, as children, not to do that because in my family they would say, look at you and say, who the hell do you think you are? So say, you can't have that thought. Somebody else can have that thought, but you can't have that thought. You cannot be. And then the next thing was, do you want people to think that you're conceited? Well, I never thought much about it. Maybe I do want people to think I'm conceited. No, but it was always that double-edged thing, because here, in the land of Nod, you may never say anything nice about yourself. Because if you do, you are pretentious. You see? Somebody can say something nice to you, but you cannot say anything nice about yourself. So, here's the rub about that. If you can't say something nice about yourself and somebody comes up and says something nice to you, what do you say? They didn't mean that. See, unless you can do it for yourself, if somebody tells you, oh, you're beautiful, well, they should have said, oh, well, they're not seeing right. Okay. They should get their eyes examined. Because it's not inside of you. See? Make it inside of you. Make it yours. And then when somebody says to you, you know, you're very good looking, or you're intelligent, or you're creative, and all, then you can look at them and say, thank you for noticing. Thank you for noticing. See? Because it's inside of you. And you're glad that they noticed it. But if it's not inside of you, when somebody gives you one of those compliments, there is no hook for it to land on. So it slides right through. You must build little hooks inside of you to hold these things so that they stay inside of you. You don't have the hooks, it goes right out. It goes right out. And we were never taught that. We were never taught that. And it's an easy thing. Just think of those things. And say to yourself, I'm putting that on a hook inside of me, and it's going to stay there. And when somebody else gives me a compliment or says something nice, I'm going to hook it right on that hook till that hook's filled up. And then I'll get another hook around. Keep going. That's how it works. It works that way. And I think you all know that. Well, I think we all know that. But why don't we give ourselves more credit? Why don't we give ourselves more credit? You know, even the people that are very religious or very spiritual in these different things, they're afraid to come out and say outright something because they're afraid people will think there's something wrong with them, you know. There's something wrong with them. And so many people in spirituality and so forth, and one person to the next. If somebody's that spiritual, they're always talking about God and heaven and whatever else they talk about, we start to think there's something wrong with them. We start to think there's something wrong with them. Stay away from that person. They talk about God too much. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's true. We stay away from them. Don't do that to yourself. Get close to people who want to be close to God, who have some kind of a concept. At least have a better concept than there are Christmas trees in heaven. And all that one just gets me to no end. There are no Christmas trees in heaven. You know? And there never will be. That's the thing about it. There never will be.
Don't you think you're going to get what you're thinking?
Don't I? Or what? Who?
Done unto you as you believe. Don't you think your heaven is going to be full of Christmas trees? If
no.
That you're expecting?
No.
You don't think we have our own little private...
No.
You know?
You can have that
the
private thing.
Point.
And these people are having all that private stuff. And if it works for them while they're here on this plane of action, that's fine.
Hmm.
But I can assure you, when you leave this plane of action, there are no Christmas trees.
Don't you think that
no.
Your life is your happiest with drinking a beer and watching a baseball game? That's what you're going to have up there?
No. There's no stadium for football and baseball and all that kind of
no,
stuff.
No, but I don't you think it's inside of you that that's what
well,
you're
I
going
think
to
once
create
you make your
reality.
Once you make your
happiness is...
Once you make your transition, you will discover what will make you happy. And it will not be Christmas trees. And it will
well,
not...
I think you can move beyond that to
well,
find
yes,
a
well,
deeper
that's
happiness.
This is what I want you to do. Move beyond that. Move beyond the Christmas tree.
I get that.
Yeah. Move beyond that stuff. And make your own, you know. Make your own heaven, if you want to call it that. You can do that, yes. You can do that. But once you make this transition and leave this plane of action, there's too many other things going on. You'll never think of a Christmas tree. Or say, I must go watch baseball or whatever you're watching. It's not going to be there. It's going to be money, better things, marvelous things. We're using all this stuff here on this earth that we do like this to entertain us. Nothing wrong with that. Well, I think this is wonderful. We have all this entertainment and stuff going on. We're here to have fun and to enjoy our lives. That's what we're here for. And one of the ways that we can learn to enjoy our lives and enjoy it to the fullest is giving up the stories and giving up all this twaddle that's going on out there. You're saying? Giving all that up. I think what this thing about Christmas trees and this woman spending Christmas with her husband in heaven, I think it's a wonderful thought and so forth. But I don't want it perpetuated to the next generation. Because if we just keep perpetuating this, we'll never get out of this. We'll be stuck in this little same yes. It becomes very comfortable and very cozy and whole. And what does that do? Keeps you from thinking. You say it keeps you from thinking. Do you think the world wants you to think? No, the world doesn't want you to think. They want to think for you. They want to tell you what life is. So learn what life is on your own, people. Do experiments and so forth. You can do any experiment that you want. And learn how to see life differently. Now, I'm going to make a big statement here and say that everyone here has some kind of a story going on that they have never given up. Now, do you need that story? Can't you just give it up? You know? And what is that story? I'm not smart enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not handsome enough. I'm not pretty enough. I don't weigh enough. I don't weigh... Yeah. I mean, that's just one thing after the other. It's all nonsense. Means nothing. Means nothing, any of that stuff. But we worry about it, and we think it means so much. And how many years have you carried those stories?
Some people would be lost without their stories.
Yes.
Because it's so ingrained.
But maybe that would be good, wouldn't it, to be lost for a moment. Then maybe they can find themselves, you see. The whole idea of this story and giving up your stories, the whole idea of letting go. Let go of who you think you are. You see, once you let go of who you think you are, then things can happen for you. But if you think, oh, this is exactly who I am, and nothing's going to happen for you. Nothing's going to happen. You must learn to let that go. See? And we have wonderful little things like, oh, most people identify with their stories, and that's who they are, so they can't give the story up. Well, yes, you can give the story up and find a new you, a better you, a bigger you, a greater you. It's all this life's about, discovering who you really are. And who are you? Well, you must be a child of the universe. You must be all one. On some level, we're all connected. So things are going along here nicely. They're going along nicely. Give up your story and make a new story for yourself. Make a new story for yourself. A bigger story, a better story. How many people do or say to themselves during the day, I'm happy? Yes. You have to say, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm enjoying this life. Things are unfolding exactly the way they are supposed to be unfolding. Then you can give up all that angst and all that other stuff that you carry on. Oh, my, I'll never make it. This won't happen. This, that, the other thing. See? Let go. Let go of your story. And get a better story. A better story of who you are. See yourself as a spiritual being. See yourself as that. And know that it can be done. That you can draw this thing that we call God closer and closer and closer and closer to you. And it's done with your mind. It's done by changing your consciousness so that you see things rightly, so that you see things clearly. Letting go. You know, I always hated that from, wasn't that a 12-step thing, let go or something?
Let go and let God.
Yes. Let go and let God. But now as I get older, I understand why that makes perfect sense. You have to let go of all that stuff, Dallas. You have to let go of it. If you're going to be free. If you're going to be free.
Let go was last month's.
Oh, what, the last month?
Was it last month or 2 months ago? Let go.
I did not see. I never remember.
Yeah. Tied right in.
Just a second.
He wasn't here.
I wasn't here. I didn't make that. No, I know. No, I don't remember. I have found in my life that it's not necessary to remember everything. And like my talks and stuff, I never remember any of them. I never remember what I even say. Maybe I should look into that. Maybe I'm boring and I don't know it, you see. All those kinds of things. But in your life, if you don't get rid of your story, you're going to have difficulty. You're going to have difficulty. So look at yourself. What story are you telling yourself? And did you make that story up, or did you adopt it from somebody else? From well-meaning people. From well-meaning people. But they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what they were doing. You can do it. I know you can. No. Come up with a bigger, better story about yourself. About yourself. That is what will make you succeed in this world. Because it's all a story, people. It's all a story. Okay? So let go of your story. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.